I could not believe my eyes. Parler was trending with hundreds of thousands of tweets on Twitter. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network over to flfnetwork.com. Become a member. Go and buy tickets, airplane tickets, Airbnb tickets, and tickets to our conference October 1st through the 3rd. I hope I can see you there. I know a lot of you have already signed up, and I can't wait to meet you guys and to see you guys again. I met a lot of you guys at G3, and that was just a real big blessing. Conferences, Christian conferences specifically, I don't know about business conferences, but Christian conferences are really great because you get to meet brothers and sisters. You get to meet family. It's like a family reunion in a lot of respects. And that was really great. Even the ones that you fight with on Twitter, you get to see them. Man, maybe not say hi to them every time, but anyways. So Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, the social media site that I've been on for a couple weeks now, totally impressed with. It's amazing. The reach that I have on Parler, even though my followers are still a fraction of what is on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, I by far get more reach. Because these other sites have declared war against us. Excuse me if that was a little loud. They've declared war on us, Christians, conservatives, anyone with an opposing position or view to the humanist religion, Marxist ideologies. Anyone who opposes that, they have been censored, including the President of the United States. The President of the United States. Donald Trump said, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force!" Exclamation point. And Twitter Safety, they have their little handle on there, said, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group." So, okay, and first of all, this is just a great point that Twitter brings up inadvertently. There's a difference between violence on innocent people and violence to uphold law and order and to enforcing laws. There is good violence. Defending your family is good violence. Enforcing the law, arresting a murderer who doesn't want to be arrested is good violence. Violence in and of itself is not a bad thing. But here we see Twitter twisting their community standards and acting as a publisher and not a platform, which we've talked to you about before. So we see them censoring Donald Trump on Twitter. Facebook has the undercover Project Veritas videos coming out saying they're just banning people that have, you know, the MAGA hats on. We know that there's like the secret censorship crew that goes around and censors people. They obviously, the Fight Laugh Feast Network has dealt with their censoring and throttling and whatever you want to call it, where the amount of views that we get for how many followers we have does not add up from a data perspective whatsoever. Another guy on Twitter, he got permanently banned for using content that was on the internet. It was fair use and making memes and funny jokes. He just got permanently banned. There is an all-out attack on people that disagree with the humanist ideology. But this makes a great opportunity. See, there's this theory that, and I hold to this theory as well. It's the adoption life cycle. The adoption curve, I believe it's called. There's the innovators, the early adopters, and then there's the high part of the bell curve where it's the majority, early majority, late majority, and then the laggards is the last one. And if a lot of times, specifically in social media, YouTube was a great example of this. If you can get in on a platform during the early adopter phase and build a group, build a following, building a community, then before the main majority of people on the top of the bell curve come around, that could be very advantageous for you monetarily from a business perspective, an individualist perspective. If you whether you're promoting content because you're a blogger, when you're promoting content because you're a podcaster like me, whether you're promoting or having a business account where you have your business on there and you are at the forefront while these platforms are growing. I'm seeing numbers and numbers of people coming onto Parler. This could be a great opportunity for you to get in, follow me, How to Build a Tent, it's the handle, and get in there and start building your audience to an up-and-coming platform. I keep hearing more and more people that are coming onto Parler. I'm seeing these blue check marks on Twitter coming onto Parler. We have these very big influencers, Dan Bongino, one of the biggest conservative podcasts, right behind Ben Shapiro on Twitter, on Parler. I think he owns part of Parler, I heard, as well. And there's also a lot of other blue check marks as well that are coming on, including some of Donald Trump's kids are on there, and more every day. So I say that to say this, is there's momentum for this app. I have no stake in it. I'm not an advertiser for it. I'm just giving you an opportunity to let you know that this site is picking up steam and momentum far more than any of the other sites I've ever seen. I've tried some before. I've let you know, I think Minds we tried before. The momentum was never there like it is for Parler. And because their marketing and their strategy has been pretty good, they've been paying and promoting social influencers to get people to come on. And it can be very advantageous for you to get on now instead of wait until later. And you need to think about it is, what is it going to cost you to get on there? It takes time to set up a profile, to learn how the system works. It's honestly not that hard. A lot of social media sites all pretty much work the same way. And it just takes time every day of, instead of just posting on where you post, maybe you post on Facebook and Twitter like I do, it's post on Parler, Facebook, and Twitter. And then while the Twitters and dies off, you're going to start to notice that you're going to get more engagement from Parler. And so it might still be good to do those sites because, like, you know, I've built up a following on Twitter. I've built up a following on Facebook. So I'm still posting there, but I'm also posting in Parler. And that way you're hedging your bets. Maybe Parler doesn't take off. And what does that cost you? Maybe in a couple hours and learning the system, setting up your profile, and then just a couple 30 seconds every day of copy and pasting your post over to Parler. Just give it a try. See if you can build up a following and see if the unrestrictedness of Parler pays off even if you don't have that many followers. It's really interesting. I seriously get more engagement with a tenth of the following I have on Parler than I do on Twitter. So what does it matter how big my following is on Twitter if no one sees it? But when I go on Parler and I have a fraction and more people see it and I get new followers and subscribers every day, I never did that on Twitter. Twitter, it seems like it came in batches. Like, well, it would take like a huge blow up where I had to, you know, tweet a John MacArthur clip or something. So it's like, why fight against the current when you can go and be part and flow with the current and get some momentum that way? So I would highly recommend go over there, follow me, you know, give me some love, How to Build a Tent, and check it out, build up a following, learn the system, and not see if it's advantageous for you and for your business, for your podcast, for your blog, whatever it is. I'm telling you, it will be really worth the just time to take and test it out. And I think just having that mentality of just testing it out and seeing if it works out, not committing and like dumping all your other social media sites and just committing 100% to Parler, but just slowly adding it into the rotation. And if you would have that mindset about a lot of things is, oh, there's this new thing I've heard about. There's this new technology. There's this new widget. There's this new service. Just having that mindset of, oh, I'm just going to wait. That doesn't seem like worth it. But if it has actual promise and there seems to be some benefit to it, just to slowly incorporate it a little bit to get used to it and try it. And just getting into a mindset and a rhythm and an attitude and a perspective of that will help you be successful overall in life, not just with social media. But again, it's time to move over to Parler. What Facebook and Twitter are going to do in this next election is just going to make it exponentially worse, not just because we're political, but also because we're Christians, and also because we are just against the narrative of the humanist Marxist left that they are preaching, that they are supporting, that they are indoctrinating us with. And it's time to pull out for our own sanity, for our statement and a line in the sand, for our own morals and values, and for the opportunities and business that it can provide. Parler, check it out, Parler. We'll talk to you tomorrow.